gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions, behavior questions, or agility questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Bootacular Sydney, 818-818-6401, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by the also scary
Lexi Lexi Adams. I'm tired, John.
We're sober.
Back to her original name.
I don't know what I just said. Laddams.
So. And the show is brought to you by Vitacraft. If you're looking to bond with your cats, you know you can do it with Lick and Lap. So go get it at Vitacraft.us or in pet stores or Walmart.com. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets, and you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen to us on Alexa at CRN4 TuneIn, or go to TalkinPets.com and listen to us there by hitting the button Listen Live. This is Talkin' Pets.
Whatever happened to Saturday night? When you just got sharp and you felt all right? And don't seem the same since Cosmic Light came into my life. I thought I was left behind. I used to go for a ride, but you could go. I listened to the music on the radio. A saxophone was blowing on a rock and roll show. You climbed in the backseat, really had a good time.
And happy Halloween to everybody out there. We hope you have a very safe Halloween week, trick-or-treating and everything else. So, you have three kids, right?
Yeah.
Lexi, do you take them trick-or-treating, or do you let them go on their own? They're not old enough to go on their own.
No, they're not. Well, my stepdaughter lives in Tennessee, so she's never here for Halloween. But Carson's 8 and Addie's 4, so I definitely take them.
Yeah.
Although Carson wants to go with his friends this year who live in my mom's neighborhood, and they're like 12 and 13 or something like that.
So is it like a designated mom that takes them, or like if he wants to go with his friends, or do you let him just go with his friends?
I don't know. I think I'll probably like walk with them. I don't know what their mom is doing. They live on my mom's street, so they live at like the end of it, so I've never met the mother. My mom has, so I don't know what she's planning on letting them doing, but I plan on going walking around with Addie, my small one, my four-year-old.
That's cool. Do you go up to the door with her, or do you let her go to the door on her own?
This year, I'll probably let her go with Carson. Like, normally, I've been going with her because she's been so little. I don't know. It depends on what she wants. She can be, like, a little scared, so she might want me to walk to the door.
Yeah,
if I walk to the door, they always give me candy, so I get, like, triple the candy.
There was one year where I was standing on the front porch, and somebody else, one of my friends, was answering my door to hand out candy. And I was Michael Myers, and I had, you know, the fog machine and the strobe light thing and everything. And I had a knife in my hand and stuff, and I was standing there. And when trick-or-treaters came up, you know, they didn't know if I was real or if I was, like just a stuff thing or whatever, you know, or one of those statue things that you can almost buy anything these days. But so then all of a sudden, the next thing I know is I'm standing there, and a dad walks up with his little girl. And that's when I used to have my fish pond right by my front door. Now I moved it to the side. And I lunged out with the knife out of the fog. And the dad, the little girl didn't budge. The dad jumped, fell backwards, butt right into the fish pond.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But he was laughing his butt off, literally. He thought it was funny. I was like, thank God.
Thank heavens, really.
We get so much candy, but we're not, like, big candy eaters. My stepdaughter is a bigger candy eater. My son's gotten a little bit more of a sweet tooth as he's gotten a little older. So all our candy, it's more, we do it more for the fun than to eat.
I was going
to
say, there's a whole pumpkin head on the dining room table of candy. Did you Mm-mm. hit that yet?
No.
Karen, there's candy there.
Make sure I visit before I leave.
Can't go without it. I don't know. It's like, you know, I'll get like a couple of bags of candy, and I usually start at the lesser ones, and then I save the good stuff towards the end because I'm like, if I don't give it out, I'm eating it.
He gets real generous after Halloween. It's like, here, take some more. Take some more.
Yeah. That's like when I have, I used to buy like 6 bags. But we don't get as many kids as we do, you know, as we used to do. I don't know. It's like, I think they just go to different areas, more expensive areas.
My mom's neighborhood gets flooded, like, with people because there is, like, a, I don't know how to word it. Well, it's not really trailer park, but it's kind of, like, just not, like, a good neighborhood, I guess. So a lot of kids will, from that neighborhood, they'll come and they'll park in the front of my mom's neighborhood because my mom lives in a ritzier neighborhood, if you will.
That's what a lot of kids do these days.
And so then they'll go through or whatever. So that front of that neighborhood, they've seen like 400 or 500 people sometimes because so many people come to there. My mom lives further in the back of the neighborhood, so she doesn't get quite as many people. We probably won't see like anybody. I live in deep in my neighborhood, and it's very confusing, and it's a cul-de-sac. So people, I'm not going to be there anyway, but because I'll be trick-or-treating.
Well, we got
the address is.
We got risky the one day. Remember, Lexi?
Yeah.
We were doing the show. We were doing Talking Pets on Halloween night. And we decided to take the mic out when the trick-or-treaters came to the front door.
But most of them were good. We just had that one that was not.
Yeah, there was one.
Naughty boy that said some naughty words. But I was good with the buttons.
Yeah. Like the vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. No. It wasn't good. So. And when you're live radio, you got to be careful.
No, yes, you have to be careful from what I understand.
But 818-818-6401, we want to talk with you. The lines are open. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And, you know, another thing, too, is like, what do you think about putting Halloween costumes on pets?
They can be adorable. I saw a little tiny dachshund in the cutest little tutu. But
I thought it was going to be a hot dog costume.
No, she was in a little tutu. It was so cute. But you have to be careful. You could block their vision. They're always curious. They might want to go eat the eyeballs off the dog next to you that's wearing a different costume. You know, they want to go chew the tail. Or it's like, how does your dog act with a stuffed toy? They're going to act that way similarly when they see a huge stuffed toy, which is an animal in a costume. You do have to be a little bit careful of things.
Well, the other thing, too, is like some of the costumes that they put on, it's like, what happens if the dog has to go number one or number two? You know?
Yes, that's an issue.
They have, all the costumes are out on the bottom.
They do have them out
Dog clothes, yeah. If you buy dog clothes, yes, they are all made to allow your animal to go to the bathroom.
So it's made with that swinging door that if you have to go number one or number
Nothing,
two,
no, they don't go that far down.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean,
their butt is out. It's like a shirt.
But what about cats? Cats don't seem to like wearing them. I mean, you put an outfit on a cat, and the cat falls over.
I have never even thought about trying to put anything. I don't even want to put a collar on my cat.
Mordecai loved it.
I don't have collars on my cats because they don't go out. And the thing is that, I don't know. I tried putting my other cats. I tried at Christmas time. one of the companies sent me two red collars, one for each of the cats.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on.
How cute.
I literally had to peel the cats off the ceiling.
Oh.
No exaggeration. The cats went crazy. Not only because it was a collar on their neck, but it had a little jingle bell
jingle
on it.
Bell.
Wow. They went insane. So if your pets aren't used to little costumes on them, don't force them, please. It's like, you know, trying to force one on you when you don't want to wear it. 818-818-6401. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets or maybe your Halloween experiences with your pets. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love
love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Texas A&M Veterinary Emergency Team is back in Texas after a 15-day deployment in North Carolina, responding to search and recovery dogs working amidst Hurricane Helene. Deployed on October the 2nd by the Texas Division of Emergency Management under the direction of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the VET joined a network of North Carolina first responders, national disaster teams, and volunteers from across the country to aid those affected by the storm. Working canines and their handlers play a critical role in helping families find closure after disasters of this magnitude. It was an honor for us to be there to support their work and help the communities begin the long journey to recovery and renewal, says Deb Zoran, DVM, the VET director, in our news release. During the deployment, the VET members and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Disaster Assessment and Recovery agents provided critical veterinary care to search and recovery dogs. The VET set up a base in Cherokee during the first week of deployment, sending a team to an operating team to Asheville to support Bumby County. The search teams were working in very different and challenging environments, including miles of tree and destroyed structure debris fields that have devastated many parts of beautiful western North Carolina. As the deployment expanded, they relocated to Burnsville and set up a base at a local high school to serve search teams in the remote area of Yancey, Mitchell, and Madison counties. At the height of the deployment, the team reported doing daily checkups for up to 25 working dogs, addressing injuries, assessing health, and decontaminating them from hazardous substances. Additionally, they partnered with Jen Jeske, DVM, the Federal Emergency Management National Urban Search and Rescue Incident Support Team veterinarian, who treated dogs in the eastern part of the region. Daily veterinary care was critical for keeping dogs healthy and working amidst very difficult conditions, said Zoran. The VET, working with Dr. Jeske, ensured their physical tiredness and soreness from the long, challenging work days, as well as their bumps, abrasions, and cuts, were all appropriately treated, so a small issue did not become something bigger. The end-of-day checks allowed us to make sure the dogs were well and provided a crucial opportunity to find unexpected issues that could be managed so they were able to continue their mission. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
Something's missing in the moonlight. Something's missing in the day. 'Cause you're not here, you're so far away. There's no sunshine tomorrow. There's no sunshine today. I need you here. What more can I say? And I can't. And rescue from my heart. I miss you. Oh, I'm missing you. Somebody promise me that it won't be that hard. I miss you. Oh, I'm missing you. And I'm singing la 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 la. I miss you. Oh, I'm missing you. And I'm singing.
Tippi Hedren from the Shambhala Preserve. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. When the show is over, check out TalkinPets.com. Also, Shambhala.org.
Thank you, Tippi. I love Tippi. So, I'm going to give a trivia hour out instead of an animal sound this hour. And that trivia question is, Tippi Hedren, what was the first movie she filmed with Alfred Hitchcock? What was the first movie that Tippi Hedren filmed with Alfred Hitchcock? 818-818-6401. Don't forget, if you want to join me next year in October on the trip to the tropical Costa Rica, you can do that. It's in October, and you can find out more information by contacting Colette at 1-800-581-8942 and refer to the booking of 129-9885. Or you could just go to talkinpets.com, and on the top of the banner there, you'll see a picture of a volcano, or you'll see Costa Rica. Just click on that, and it will take you to the information. So check it out. But day five, which is pretty cool, you're going to enjoy a delightful cruise on Lake Arenal, Costa Rica's largest and most important lake. Then it's off to the secluded Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place that you have to see to believe, where trees grow to the heights of 100 feet. Now set off on a nature walk through this spectacular ecosystem where you're sure to encounter many incredible species of flora and fauna. So there's going to be a lot to do. So check it out, Costa Rica. You can find out more information, like I said, go to talkinpets.com or go to Facebook and our Facebook, and you can check, click on the volcano, and that will take you to the information as well. Or you can call them for more information. Like I said, the 800 number is 1-800-581-8942, and the booking number on this trip is 129-9885. 1-800-581-8942, and join me to Costa Rica. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and the trivia question out there, and you can win a prize, and it could go the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in four different colors. We have the daily probiotic, the multivitamin, and the hip and joint plus from Good Pets Foods. We have Lick and Lap, and you can go with the purr sticks. It's like a big, long stick that you can break into pieces and give to your cat that way. Or you can give them the Lick and Lap, and that's in pouches, and you squeeze it out, and they lick it up like crazy. And they'll come back for more and more and more. Or you can go with the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. We do have calendars. I have a sloth calendar, and I have a songbird calendar from pagedaday.com, and also a turtle pendant, piece of jewelry. If you know the answer to that trivia question, Tippi Hedren, good friend of the show. She was in a movie from Alfred Hitchcock. It was the first one she did. She did two with him. The first one, though, was a horror film, a thriller. And she was attacked by certain species out there. What was the name of that movie? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You know Tippi, right? That's Tippi right there on the wall. Okay, you know. So, but she was in a movie which I still like to watch.
That's probably where I originally knew her from.
From that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did a second movie, and that one was called Marnie. But the first movie involved some...
It's a classic.
It is a classic. It involved some creatures. What was the name of the movie? Get it? You get a prize. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Patient. But my big rain isn't really to blame. So I remove the cows. But not the sitter.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
As part of its commitment to making high-quality pet food accessible to as many pet parents as possible, Pets Global Incorporated is continuing its work with dozens of rescue organizations, small businesses, and animal advocates throughout North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Georgia, and Florida to deliver over 120,000 pounds of premium pet food directly to local regions affected by the recent hurricanes. Through its partnerships and coordinated efforts with distributor Southeast Pet, retail pet store Pet Source, college students and community leaders at Emory and Henry University, and animal welfare organizations such as the Smith County Animal Shelter, Animal Shelter of Sullivan County, and Blue Ridge Humane, the independently owned pet nutrition company is helping to ensure that pet parents everywhere can provide for their beloved animals even in the face of disaster. Our community has opened their hearts, wallets, and working hands to help us, said Erica Gamble of the Animal Shelter of Sullivan County, Tennessee. This area was not prepared for this disaster that hit us. Many people lost everything, but this hurricane affected us all. For some people, the pet is all they have left. The 60 tons of pet food donated by Pets Global included both dog and cat food in kibble and cans, as well as treats. On-ground transportation and distribution was coordinated with more than 30 individuals across the 7 states from the company's headquarters in Southern California. I am grateful that we at Pets Global are able to not only assist efforts in Western North Carolina, but also the harder-to-reach rural towns in the Tri-City area, said Ellie Moser, Community Relations Specialist at Pets Global and Emory and Henry alum. We pride ourselves in supporting independent retailers and assisting in local grassroots efforts. It is a national extension of that commitment. Pet parents impacted by the recent hurricanes are encouraged to contact their local animal welfare and rescue organizations to learn more about the relief efforts, pet pantries, and food events. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
I'm grateful. Full to the brim. I am.
Yeah, I'll see you.
I'm grateful.
Love you too. I was just talking.
More than I've ever been.
Thank you.
age because he could not find his phone, is accused of killing a kitten in front of his kids and their mother. As reported by WHIO News, Mikado Black allegedly picked up a kitten from the porch of a home on Wildwood Avenue and broke her neck on October 7th after becoming angry that he could not find his phone. The 31-year-old man was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on charges of cruelty to companion animals. Bail was set at $5,000. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you. So earlier, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, I had said that there's a picture of my friend Christine W., and when Karen was reading her story, she called me. So she's going to be in town tomorrow, so I get to see her tomorrow. Yeah. She's a big singer. She's won Grammys for club music and everything else that she does over Madonna and Janet Jackson and all. And she's a great friend and absolute sweetheart and a big, big, big animal lover. So I'm really looking forward to that. So that was nice of her to call. She was like, are you on the air? It's like, yes. I heard the vibrating, and I was like, what is that? And it was my phone. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That trivia question's out there. I can't believe, like, it's not hard. Tippi Hedren, you know her. She's Alfred Hitchcock, you know him. She did a movie, the first movie she did with him. It was a horror film. And
John, does it have anything to do with animals?
You know what? I think it does.
Cool. Okay, folks, this has something to do with animals.
You know what? And I think the animals are, like, mainly black in color. Mainly. I mean, there are some other ones.
That's frightening.
But I remember there's, like, there's a school scene where they're all black. But then there's a beach scene where they're, like, kind of white and gray. And I Karen, do they have wings?
Yes. Yes, I believe they do.
Oh, okay. So that could possibly be some clues.
Well, I don't think it's angels.
No.
No, it's not angels.
Not in this movie.
Okay.
So Tippi Hedren starred in Alfred Hitchcock's movie, and what was it called? If you know what it is, we're going to send you out a prize. Give us
Happy
a call.
Halloween. Happy Free Halloween. Prize. Yes. You can do this. Call us.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. Lexi, what you ever do with my song? You were supposed to send that to me, that one you had made up from AI.
I did send it to you through your email.
I didn't get it.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it was too big.
Maybe.
Too big. File size.
So another thing, too, is, like, you want to be very careful during the Halloween season. Candy, very, very bad. You know your pets are going to get into it, especially your dogs. If your dogs sniff out sugar or chocolate, they're going to eat it.
My dog prefers dirty Kleenex.
Okay, that's another story.
To anything in the world. Yes, dirty Kleenex. She drives me nuts.
All right. It's like when you have a little kid and they pick their nose.
Maybe that's exactly what she's interested in. I don't know.
Yucky, yucky. Talk about horror. But candy, though, you do want to keep it away from them. Sugar's bad enough. Wrappers are really bad because the wrappers can go in the intestine, and depending on what the wrapper's made out of, it could actually cut the intestine. Then you got major problems. But, of course, with chocolate, it's extremely toxic. Baker's chocolate, even more so. But keep that away from them. Large amounts can actually kill them. And did you know that chocolate is actually toxic to humans as well?
In a certain quantity, right. Yes. And back when I was teaching classes in this field, I wanted to know exactly how much so that people would have a rough idea how serious their problem was. And at the time, I had figured that a 50-pound dog consuming a small package of those semi-sweet chips, that amount of chips in a 50-pound dog is trouble. You need the doctor right away. So that's an amount. If they only ate two or three of the kibble of the little, mm-hmm. Chocolate bits, but if they went for the package, that gives you a rough idea of how much trouble you're in.
But you know what's also frightening too? Chocolate's one thing, and of course, keep it away from them because it could kill them. But candles, a lot of people like to light up candles, Halloween. And for one, cats might be fascinated by it, could knock it over. You know, cats, you could put it up on a higher thing like a shelf, but cats will jump and fire. Dogs, tails, that tail twitches back and forth, there goes your candle. You want to be very careful with those.
My sister-in-law had to have major construction done where they took out trim in her house along the ceiling edge there and had to replace it because the soot over the years collected, because she always would have a candle, not a lot, it's a pretty good sized house, but she always had a candle burning. And eventually she had to have all kinds of work done on the house. She does not. No candles are even allowed in the house anymore over there, I don't think. I learned from her not to use them.
So many fires start by that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when we had the blackout, when we had the hurricanes and everything, I had candles in my house.
I have the breakable.
I had candles, and I kept a close eye on them. And I knew if I left the room or the area, I blew them out. Because I didn't want to leave them on with the case that one of the cats would jump up or something like that and cause a fire. Mm-hmm. Because that's how things happen. I mean, in that premise. Same thing with electrical cords. Like, you like to put the jack-o'-lanterns out there that light up or any kind of things like that. Cats, for some reason, and dogs, but cats really love to chew on cords.
Yes.
And the thing is that once a cat chews on a cord or a dog, and you think that they're okay, and you see that nothing has happened to them immediately, it could take a day to 2 days for the effects to kick in. But a lot of times you can tell because they'll have, if you look at their tongue, sometimes you can see burnt marks on the tongue.
Ooh.
So, or the gums, check that as well. If you see that, that's a problem. But if they have chewed on something of electricity, keep a close eye on them because it could take a day to 2 days for what happens internally to actually start to show.
I'm lucky that my dog does not like that. She doesn't. She likes to chew on my kids' toys and my underwear. That's about it.
What is it with snotty rags and underwear? I mean...
Dogs are gross. That's what's wrong with them.
Well, exactly. I mean, have you ever had a cat that had to go lay in your shoe?
That's not unheard of, though.
I know.
Underwear is not
underwear
unheard
of. And tissues is very common for dogs to do. I won't even...
Or socks. My dog will try to get the socks.
Well, you heard that story about the underwear, right?
No.
Apparently, the dog had something that was clogging the intestines, so...
Oh, it was a different girl's underwear. Different girl's panties. That's right. Yeah.
Thanks for giving the punch.
Spoiler alert!
You were kidding. Somebody got caught because the dog ate the wrong girl's underwear.
And the vet came out with them and said, Mrs. Howard, are these your panties? And she was like... No.
Well, they're four sizes too small for me.
Yeah. And they were somebody else's. So Mr. Howard was in a lot of trouble.
I bet he was.
818-818-6401. What movie did Tippi Hedren star in? It's a classic. It's iconic. It involves things that fly. 818-818-6401. Are y'all trick-or-treating already? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Raid.
Talking Pets, happy Halloween to everybody out there. We hope you have a very happy and safe Halloween week.
Have you ever done a thriller dance?
I don't know it that well. My friend Giovanni knows it from beginning to end.
You learn it online. I did it in St. Pete one year. We had this gigantic, like, I don't know, flash mob, I guess you'd call it. It was so much fun.
I can't even do line dancing.
You don't have to do it very well at all, trust me. The person that was filming it, his comments are all over the video about how terribly the other people were dancing. Some of them didn't know what they were doing at all, honestly. They just sort of stood there with their hands on their hips, and they didn't care. They just dressed as zombies and were in the video.
No, actually, my friend Giovanni, he knows it from beginning to end. Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed.
Uh-huh.
Because there's this one bar that we go to sometimes, and during Halloween they play Thriller up there on the TV,
mm-hmm.
and they show them, you know, the actual video, and he's spot on, right to a T, and it always amazes me. So yeah, I miss the music of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a great artist.
Yes,
you know, has issues or whatever, but I mean, he was a great
Who
artist.
Who doesn't?
That's true.
And I think of the music we would have heard by now, you know, the new stuff.
Yeah, no, I think about that, too. Same thing with Whitney Houston and, you know, they're all deceased,
mm-hmm.
you know, Prince. Some great artists are gone. And music's just not what it used to be.
Jim Morrison, go back really far.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. I mean, wow.
Yeah. A lot of great music, you know, gone away. But, and so is my urn. I was actually trying to, from the hurricane, I had taken my Kincaid off the wall, and it's behind this big, heavy, mahogany chest. Tough to get to by myself. And then I decided today, before the show, to hang it back up on the wall, and I had moved the chest as much as I could forward. And then I went to hang this Kincaid print up, and it slipped, hit the bird urn with my birds in it, and the urn went flying and shattered in probably 100 pieces on the living room floor.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
And I love that urn. It was such a cool urn.
I'm sorry.
And but thankfully, because Lexi had asked, what about the ashes? And thankfully that the ashes were in little bags. So the ashes actually stayed. So be careful out there with your pet urns or
you might be able to replace
urns.
It.
I don't know if I could find that again. It was like a dragon urn. I don't even remember where I got it from. It was so long
ago.
Take
a picture, do Google Lens, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably not a bad idea. I could probably search for it and find it somewhere. But
you got the important part.
Yeah, the ashes.
Yeah.
I was going to say the dragons. Yeah, the dragons didn't break.
Just glue them onto a different one.
Yeah, you know, I kind of have a makeshift one. The lid didn't break either.
Uh-huh.
But the whole urn part shattered everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. But I got the picture on the wall eventually. So, But have a safe Halloween out there. And again, you know, we talked about candy. Keep it out of the reach of your kids. Candles, please keep them supervised because you never know when one of your pets is going to knock it over. Also, there is xylitol in a lot of candies these days, and xylitol is very deadly to your pets. Whether you know it or not, now they put xylitol in peanut butter. So make sure you check the ingredients of the peanut butter that you give to your dogs, because xylitol is inside, and it's like putting a razor blade in an apple to a child. Hate to use that analogy, but xylitol will kill your animals. So be very careful with it, of what they get into. Costumes, if your pet doesn't want to be in a costume, don't squeeze them into it. Just not a good idea. And like Karen said, with the pets and the doorbell ringing and the knocking,
probably try to keep
them in a crate
room.
Or yeah, put them in another room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just don't let them have run to the door, because, you know, and like I said, they could just jump up on a kid out of excitement, knock the kid over, and you never know what could happen. And again, and if you're afraid your cats are going to get out the door or whatever, they good strong possibility, because your door is going to be ringing a lot probably.
Yeah, you might want to close the cats up, too. If those of the viewer that are now saying, oh, my dog will never sit there by himself for an hour while I open the door, get yourself a dog toy that's hollow or a bone that's hollow. Smash it full of the canned dog food, or if your veterinarian approves, peanut butter. Put the whole thing in a baggie in the freezer so this is frozen rock solid. And then when the door starts to ring, put the dog in the crate or in the other room with this frozen goodie that hopefully they'll be busy with the whole time.
That'll keep busy for a while.
Yeah, it's what I call management. It's not training, but it's management.
But natural peanut butter is good. I mean, you can freeze that. It's the ones that are...
They sell dog stuff, too.
I would want my doctor's approval. Although, I like the idea of peanut butter because it's so darn sticky, that frozen solid. It's going to last a long time. I would still check with the veterinarian.
I'm not big on taking your dog with you Halloweening, but if you do, let mom or dad hold the dog. At least you've got some more strength behind it. If the dog decides to chase at someone or something like that, mom and dad, you're gonna have more control of the dog and the leash than your children will, because what could happen with your child is that dog decides to chase after something. It's kind of like a dog seeing a squirrel, you know, or a cat or whatever, and then all of a sudden it's gonna go after it and drag your little Halloweener with their ghost outfit or Cinderella outfit on. You can tell how old I am. Cinderella, now it's like what,
I don't know, the Frozen lady.
Yeah,
I don't do Disney, so I don't have kids.
The Frozen one is popular.
The Frozen lady, what's
Elsa.
Her name?
Oh,
see, she knows. She's got kids.
She got kids.
So, I'm that single cat man. Anyway, 818-818-6401. That's our number. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, go to your local shelter and adopt there. Happy Halloween. Have a great Halloween season. And be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.